This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
The January cold storage data had a little fodder for the market bulls.
That's certainly true. I think the cheese market was thankful for this report. Natural American cheese stocks declined slightly into January versus December. This is following December growth that was 10 times stronger than normal. So a relief here to see that stocks did not surge into the new year and possibly suggests that demand was stronger into January, especially when considering production was likely high. In the butter market, quickly to wrap up, still strong stocks growth, not much changed here. We will have significant volumes of butter in storage by spring, and that will fundamentally weigh on prices throughout the remainder of the year.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
And the voices vary from, come on, get on with it. This is our organization too, and we want this. Move on with it, to, whoa, what are you doing? What's going on? Haven't you heard? So the PDPW Business Conference is coming up in 2021 after a lot of talk and doing a lot of research. What we decided to do is to hold this conference in person. We selected a facility that's always been known for being dedicated to being clean and also has a huge capacity, and that is the Kalahari Resorts and Convention Center in the Wisconsin Dells. They have a completely new convention center. They work very, very closely with the health department. They have very stringent guidelines, and as I've been up there 5 times, actually had work sessions up there because our staff wanted to make sure. I'm amazed with the cleaning and the steps that they, precautions that they put in. Throughout the summer, they were hosting events that were of great size, so they have the protocols in place. So all of that was put in place, and we realized that there are people that have been calling out for, hey, we need information. We need to see people. And for those who need that, this is their organization as well.
Wednesday.
I look at, on the Ask the Vet segment, you know, we talk a lot on ventilation, but, you know, water quality is something that's just huge from an animal health standpoint.
Water lines from the well to the trough, all that can have biofilm and pathogen buildup. You also mentioned chlorine dioxide, a great alternative to hydrogen peroxide.
Chlorine dioxide is different in the fact that chlorine dioxide, when it's diluted, retains the vast majority of its ion in the active phase. Now, another part with chlorine dioxide is it also destroys biofilm. So not only is it very effective at killing the bacteria that cause the problem, but it also over time will destroy the biofilm layers that have built up in the water system over all those years.
Thursday.
Well, at this point, we know that more than half of the milk production and farmers in the country are enrolled in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program here for calendar year 2021. Now, the biggest payments by far were in April and May last spring, when we know that prices just collapsed as we were dealing with the full breadth of the coronavirus impacts on the food service industry and just the economy locking up. But we still had some smaller payments in September and then also December as markets turned down again. So here we start the year, and we see that in January 2021, there's also a fairly significant payment. Again, it depends on your coverage level that you signed up for, but anyone who signed up for 750 per hundredweight coverage or more is going to get a payment, and those who signed up at the highest possible coverage level of 950, they'll get a payment of $2.36 against their January milk production. So this is just a reflection of the fact that we're still not out of the woods yet economically with respect to the pandemic, and obviously that's still having an impact on agricultural markets. We're hoping that things will get better here as we go through 2021, but we'll see.
Friday.
We're going to talk about adding calcium carbonate or limestone to cows that are receiving a dietary cation difference or DCAD diet in the close-up dry period. Three strategies. First, a group received no extra limestone or calcium carbonate. The second one received a moderate level of calcium carbonate rating, and then they called the third one a higher calcium diet. That if we start feeding higher levels of limestone or calcium carbonate, this can impact your DCAD response and levels that you are targeting in your dairy herd. So strategies are to make sure you're aware of how calcium carbonate can affect response on your cow.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.